Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
And welcome to Story Time. Today's story is entitled Getting Ready for Retirement. This story is about retirement. I myself am currently very old, but even if retirement is far off for you, I think it's something we all think about. It's something we look forward to. There is, however, no roadmap for retirement. But luckily, there are organizations like the American Association of Retired Persons, or AARP, that are there to give us guidance and support. Now, as you may know, you become qualified to join the American Association of Retired Persons at the age of 50. When the AARP learns that someone is turning 50 in this country, they send them a letter as close to their birthday as possible. And then they send 5 to 8 follow-up letters throughout the year. Some people like the idea of joining the AARP, but some people feel insulted that they're being invited to be old way too early. Be that as it may, AARP claims to have signed up more than 37 million people in the United States at a cost of $16 a year. In return for membership, you get discounts at places like Denny's and the Bonefish Grill, of all places, and you get 2 magazines a month. The publications include a bulletin, which is a tabloid with news and advertisements, and a glossy magazine with more feature stories and news and advertisements. Now, these publications from the AARP are good. They offer a lot of good information. They offer a lot of positive inspirational content, including stories about celebrity seniors like William Shatner, who tells us that he, as he has aged, has learned to cultivate his inner child. We hear about Marie Osmond, who lost 50 pounds by eating packaged frozen meals, and about Janet Jackson, who can still shake her booty even though she consumes massive quantities of chocolate cake. So there are positive stories. At the same time, the AARP magazines offer a deluge of cautionary tales that, if you read enough of them, send the message that life as a retiree could easily be a living hell. For example, they suggest that when you retire, you are possibly going to be very poor. There are lots of statistics presented to show how few of us have savings or retirement plans and how many of us are eking out a living on Social Security alone. So there's lots of advice on how to live on lettuce and bulk peanut butter and where to buy damaged fruit and vegetables and how to get drugs from foreign countries. Numerous articles in the AARP magazines remind us that when you retire, in all likelihood, you will have a heart attack and or diabetes and or arthritis and or cancer. You will fall down, you won't be able to get up, and you will be in constant danger, so you will need several push-button necklaces that allow you to call for help. In addition, you will likely become deaf, and perhaps you will need a cochlear implant. Plus, there could be problems with your feet, including club toes and blue toe and concave toenails. So you probably are going to need a lot of drugs as you age, and you will likely not be able to afford them. Marijuana and whiskey alone will no longer suffice. You will need multiple meds for high blood pressure and anal glaucoma and hypertension and biscuit poisoning and autoimmune diseases and farmer's ear. The drugs will not only be too expensive, but they will have funny names like rectal flexin and colon zapamine and dipyridamol. And these are names that are too complex to remember, so you're going to need a gigantic pill organizer with raised letters and a big canvas sack to hang from your walker. Large portions of the AARP publications are devoted to scammers. Apparently, a singular feature of old age is that you will be hounded endlessly by scammers who will be calling you and asking you for money for disabled nurses, donations for paraplegic cats, bail for grandchildren who are in jail, and stipends for manatees that need to be adopted. We are told that many people will offer us true love online in exchange for money, so your heart will likely be broken regularly when you retire. So remember, from the age of 65 on, trust no one who says that they love you and then asks you to send them Target gift certificates. Based on my reading of the ads in AAR publications, you will lose all design sense when you retire, and you will feel compelled to buy things like fake silver hearts floating in musical glitter globes inscribed with inspirational Christian messages, or like the Thomas Kincaid Wonderland Express Christmas trees with over 12 illuminating buildings and 30 action figures. You will feel compelled to buy such things. If you want, you can subscribe to receive 12 colorful bracelets, one for each month, to be stored in their own deluxe cardboard collector's jewelry case. Rare Swiss watches are also on offer, which allow you to, quote, measure the heartbeat of the universe for only $29. Measuring the heartbeat of the universe is apparently something senior citizens do. The AARP ads also indicate that you will become too stupid to use a smartphone, and you will need a rudimentary flip phone that has gigantic numbers that can be read from space. Plus, you will not be able to understand any new technology. You will be vexed by QR codes, whatever those are. You will be vexed by Wi-Fi settings and by streaming options. You will try to move the rabbit ears on your TV to get Amazon Prime, and it won't work. You will try to print a picture from your television, and it won't work. You will try to call your new walk-in bathtub from your landline, and it won't work. And you will be lost in cyberspace, and you will try to push that little emergency button hanging around your neck, and it will be no help at all. There will be no help at all. So you see, my friends, in the face of all these admonitions about retirement and all these red flags and all these warnings of danger ahead, we are left to ask, is life worth living at all, or is it just a long and winding road with a big, massive pothole at the end? I do not know the answer to that question or why it was posed, but it seems like a good note to go out on. And to my friends who have retired already, I will meet you after the show at the Bonefish Grill. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.